Today's learning is Nishmas Abraham David ben Naphtali, Abraham David Moses, 16 years old, from Efrat, 10th grader at the Yeshiva Yashlatz, who is described as a blessed with a pure neshama, totally honest, and an unparalleled level of scholarship and devotion to his Torah studies. The learning today should be an either for his neshama. Today's mitzvah is the mitzvah of Emuna in the Shem Yisborach, which is the first of the Teres of Divrus, according to Rambam. It's one of the Tariag mitzvahs, maybe the most basic one of the Tariag mitzvahs, is a belief in a Kodesh Baruch Hu's existence. It is one of the six mitzvahs which a person is cleaved to do constantly. A person has a cleaved to believe in a Kodesh Baruch Hu, be aware of a Kodesh Baruch Hu's existence on a constant basis. The other mitzvahs which include in that is that there's nothing else other than Hashem. Moliyah l'cha. A person should love a Kodesh Baruch Hu, Yiras Hashem, Ahavas Hashem, Yiras Hashem, a person should have a set of awe and fear from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. A person should know that Hashem is Echad, Shema Yisrael Hashem Akeinu Hashem Echad. And a person should not go after the Lo Sitzarach Rei Levav Hamach Rei Neichem. A person should be focused on what the purpose of life is. Those are the six mitzvahs to meteors. The first one of them is that Hashem exists. I'm going to bring out 2 points over here. Number one, the Rosh, we talked about this mitzvah, he says the mitzvah is Anoch Hashem Elokecha. It's not enough that Hashem, to understand that Hashem exists, that Hashem is Elokecha, he's your God, he's there for you. Hashem takes care of us. To be aware that Kodesh Baruch Hu exists is not sufficient. We understand that Kodesh Baruch Hu exists and he's aware of what's going on in our lives. He cares about us, he's taking care of us, and he's there for us. Now we translate for most people that's the mitzvah of Bitachon. The person should translate the awareness of a Kodesh Baruch Hu into his life and have Bitachon on Hashem Yisborach. A practical application of this mitzvah, when a person has to make a decision about anything, one of the thoughts at least that he should be considering is, what does Hashem want? You know, we make a list of pros and cons, right? What about a Kodesh Baruch Hu? Where does a Kodesh Baruch Hu fit into the picture? So if a person has a Munah in a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and he has Bitachon in a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and he makes a decision, a Kodesh Baruch Hu would be part of the decision-making process. Is this enhancing a Kodesh Baruch Hu? Is this what a Kodesh Baruch Hu wants from me? Is this what I'm supposed to be doing with my life? Or, you know, a person has his business, and I have my business, and I'm deciding what's better for me, leaving Kodesh Baruch Hu out of the picture. So a person wants to know where he can translate this mitzvah into his life. It's in the world of the decision-making process. The Kodesh Baruch Hu should become part of the reality of a person's life. And in much of the person's reality in your life, you have to take him into consideration. The person takes his wife into consideration, takes his job into consideration, takes his covenant into consideration, because those are important to him. The Kodesh Baruch Hu should be part of the consideration also, and that's something which can be done on a constant basis. This should be an ilui for the neshama of Avram David ben Naphtali. Everybody should have a good morning.